Well, Louisiana's death rate is not as high as New York's, but it is alarming. And over the weekend, a 33-year-old staffer for Governor John Bel Edwards died after contracting coronavirus. The city of New Orleans has among the highest number of cases per capita in the U.S. Joining us now is Patrick Madden, regional news director for WWNO in New Orleans and WRKF in Baton Rouge. Patrick, the state has been under a stay-at-home order since last week, but a pastor in Baton Rouge made headlines for holding services yesterday anyway. Are most people in Louisiana taking the order seriously?
Yeah, I'd say most people are taking it seriously. If you drove down Bourbon Street right now, you would just see empty sidewalks and boarded up bars. But, you know, Jeremy, as you mentioned, there have been exceptions. There's this pastor in Baton Rouge named Tony Spell who continues to hold these services with big numbers, hundreds of people, and has even said, if you can believe this, that the virus is politically motivated. You know, here in New Orleans, we've had police issue an arrest warrant for a band leader who organized a second line that was held over the weekend. But, you know, these are the exceptions. For the most part, New Orleans feels like a ghost town right now compared to last month.
Okay, and just to be clear, the virus is not politically motivated. It's affecting countries all over the world.
Right.
New Orleans does have a higher poverty rate than many other cities. It also has higher rates of pre-existing conditions like diabetes. How are those factors affecting the spread and the fatality rate, which is quite high?
That's one of the big questions right now. New Orleans, as you mentioned, has a high poverty rate, around 24%, and there are significant health disparities here that are apparently making the COVID-19 situation even more worrisome. For example, nearly 40% of people over 18 here have underlying health conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure that can lead to these severe outcomes with COVID-19. And, you know, just to compare, that rate's nearly double that of King County in Washington State, another hotspot. So there's a big concern that with these health disparities, the lack of access, the poverty rate, that's making the coronavirus situation here in New Orleans and Louisiana that much more severe.
One more thing. A lot of people look at the rates in Louisiana and say, oh, well, it's Mardi Gras, because they did have the Mardi Gras celebrations. But the governor was asked on ABC this week about that, and he said he got no guidance not to have Mardi Gras from the federal government. Listen.
There was never any hint from anyone to me or to the mayor of New Orleans that there should be any consideration to downsizing or canceling Mardi Gras.
Just briefly, Patrick, how is the governor handling coordination with the federal government now?
Well, Governor Edwards says he's been reaching out to, you know, Trump. He's on these calls. But I'd say locally, it just feels like, you know, trying to blame New Orleans folks here for Mardi Gras, it feels like a blame shifting. At least that's the sentiment here when, you know, the lack of preparedness, you know, really falls on the shoulders of the federal government. Right. But it does feel like Mardi Gras was when it was the virus was first seeded here.
That is Patrick Madden in New Orleans.